With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Wildlife managers across the region noted a drastic increase in the number of people recreating in bear country this year, but that spike didn't lead to a bump in conflicts between humans and grizzlies. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports on the takeaway from a year-end review of grizzly management in the lower 48 states this week.
Public land managers, wildlife biologists, and other specialists from states and the federal government on the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee identified the influx of visitors, mostly people from out of state and with little bear awareness, as the so-called COVID effect.
Increased visitation, increased participation in hunting, license sales.
A lot more people outdoor recreating.
Numbers off the charts for us from anything that we have seen in recent years.
This region saw an increase in visitation this summer with a lot of first-time national park visitors or public land users, I would say.
And just every single pullout had somebody camping somewhere.
We did see a deluge of people. Wyoming was like free America, it seemed like.
That's Martha Williams from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Toby Boudreau from Idaho Fish and Game, Jackie Buchanan with the U.S. Forest Service, Jennifer Carpenter with the National Park Service, Randy Arnold with Montana FWP, and Dan Thompson with Wyoming Fish and Game on a Zoom meeting last Thursday and Friday. While the overall number of conflicts across grizzly ecosystems stayed the same or dropped this year, some specific areas did see small rises in bears getting into property, livestock, and unsecured attractants. But after recent record years in grizzly deaths in both the Yellowstone and Glacier areas, mortalities in both of those regions actually went down in 2020. Officials like the U.S. Forest Service's Jackie Buchanan said the outcomes this year were probably
lucky for us
and recognized that bear managers will have their work cut out for them when bears wake up from hibernation if that flood of recreation continues. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.